We Are Idaho features Idahoans from all walks of life telling their own stories in their own words. Gabrielle Davis grew up in Detroit and moved to Boise 4 years ago. Earlier this year, she earned a Master of Arts in Counseling from Boise State University. In October, she started Equitable Counseling and Consulting, where she provides telehealth therapy to clients from underrepresented communities. Today, Davis shares her story of finding and filling a crucial gap in the state's mental health services.
The mental health realm is already stigmatized, even when we don't include race, gender identity, and sexual orientation. Counseling work and therapy work overall is based in whiteness. And while that may be the Idaho is predominantly white, it's not so white where Black and brown people don't need the same services. So it's my goal to show that, hey, there are ways we can serve other communities. My name is Gabrielle Davis. I use she, her pronouns. So I am the owner and counselor for Equitable Counseling and Consulting based in Boise. When I came here, I was looking for a way to serve my community. So I started to volunteer at Alpha Idaho, which is a clinic. And then I also volunteer at Youth Alliance for Diversity, which is a local LGBT youth social and support group here in Boise. When I was at that youth group, I heard so many horror stories from some of the kids that went there about times they've attempted to get counseling and couldn't find anybody with at least one part of their identity. And even for me, it was difficult attempting to find a Black female counselor. But, you know, if I had barriers, what are other people with less means and less privileges than I have? What are they running into when they are attempting to receive help? I started Equitable Counseling and Consulting because I wanted to be able to serve minoritized communities in a way that allowed me to come into the room authentic and the client to be as authentic as possible as well. A lot of the inquiries that have been coming in have been from people that was happy to see somebody outwardly advertising a goal of serving the queer community and the Black community. I think it's important to have identity representation in a clinician because it may be easier to build rapport and to feel seen. It may be less of you explaining your culture and explaining certain words you use to the clinician. You know, you never want a client to be providing the clinician a service and then the clinician gets to provide the client the invoice. It's important that queer, Black, and brown people know that I see you and I want you to be well. I just want to encourage Black, brown, queer youth to look into all fields that they find interest in. Please don't be discouraged that you don't see anybody that looks like you, loves like you, believes like you in a field that you might be interested in. You can do it. Find people that you can talk to and pursue your dreams.
To hear other voices featured on We Are Idaho, go to boisestatepublicradio.org.